and got worse ratings than ever. But that doesn't mean that you can flood the entire market with fucking role models. No. Listen, I'm not asking for much here. I just need some form of explanation from your boss as to why you can't continue with her story. It's not like you don't have enough money to give her one tiny little season more. I'm not being unrealistic. I'm asking for crumbs from a company that has every opportunity to... Fine, stick with your goody-two-shoes stories about mind-numbing bores. Fucking corporate staff nobodies. What are they even good for? Just like my ex.
What? Sorry. Who are you? Excuse me? What the hell do you mean by in the way? Young man, I suggest you watch your tone with me if you don't want this to end. Oh, you need to make a call and I'm in the way for you to... Yeah, got it. Why don't you have a cell phone? I'm sorry, do I look like I need one? Don't you know who I am? Yes, I'm her! I could take control of this whole town. I could get a message across the entire globe if I wanted to, just by overrunning the... Oh, right. Fine, I guess I'll move out of the way. Who would you need to reach this late anyway? A ride? There's an app for that, you know. Yeah, it's really simple. You just look for available cars in your area, and then you get tons of options to... Right, no cell phone. You're weird. I'm sorry, haven't you been listening to me? Rules about not being weird don't apply to me. I am a villainous, a feared and misunderstood genius, a nonconformist, one of the only ones left. I eat rules about social conduct for breakfast, and I don't need some normie telling me what's weird and what's not. Besides, you can pretend to be getting through to someone all you want, but I know an answering machine when I hear one. Believe me, I've heard one way too many times in my life to... I mean, too many times to be mistaken. You're not getting a ride home tonight. What, you want me to give you one? Well, that depends. What can you do? No, I mean for me. Yes, I do happen to own a car. The fastest one in town, in fact. And you are not in the best position to negotiate. So if you don't want to walk 30 blocks home... Hey, are you going to stop rolling your eyes and offer me something? No. Dumbass, if it were that simple, I would have just robbed a bank with my unrivaled superpowers. Well, okay, to start things off, are you afraid of me? Perhaps enough to tell everyone you know about me? Come on, I'm scary! Mind you, I once won an award for most frightening side character in shows about... I'm guessing that's a no then. God, you didn't even take a step back from me! Why are you standing so close to me anyway? When did show business get so complicated? Has everyone forgotten the time when you could just wear the right colors and people would know you were someone to look out for? That's the problem with all these goddamn anti-heroes. People don't have respect for villains anymore. Oh, and do not even get me started on the superheroes. bunch of faceless idiots who think they're special just because some meteor hit them once, or because they got stung by some mutated insect back in high school and now they think they know something about justice? Give me a fucking break. Sorry for the rant. I'm just tired of trying to convince these narrow-minded Hollywood employees that my brand is still worth some reverence. It's okay. You don't need to pretend to be scared of me. I'm washed up. And it's gotten too obvious to try to even deny it anymore. I don't need your empathy or those looks. It's not like I even got any of that from my boyfriend. I mean, when he was still around. I guess I can at least offer you some help for having to see me like this. My car is over that way, if you still want to ride home. Sorry for calling you weird and annoying me. Am I being nostalgic, or was there actually a time when intelligence was seen as unsettling? A time when people rewarded sophistication? Whatever happened to that? Nowadays, as long as you're all cutesy, everyone suddenly starts treating you as if you had a brain. I'm telling you, it is fucking hell being smarter than everyone else. I even used my powers to make my car self-driving when I ran out of schemes to partake in. Programmed the AI and everything. What's the point of timing a jump through the window of a moving vehicle when your victims just stand there, never even catching the name of who they were subjected to? Being overlooked can really take a toll on you. What? No, do not give me that shit. I fucking heard you. Why are you acting all... Hey, say it to my face. Tell me I'm cutesy again, and I will make you fucking unable to say it to anyone else in your life. Okay, seriously, stop it! What do you mean, why? You're making me look bad. Can't you see what it does to my reputation when someone tries to insist that I'm... Oh. It's like that, huh? Okay. I will show you cutesy. We're here. Get in the fucking car. Well, yeah, duh. Of course there's no driver's seat. What did I tell you? Satan, check the address of this oblivious dork and give him a ride home, will you? Oh, and forget about speed limits. You want to know something cute about me? Something that'll make you picture me on a bed of roses when you shut your eyes tonight? I have needs that sweet vanilla boys cannot fulfill. Needs that'll put a man to work. Test his endurance. Also, all this back and forth with visionless movie producers has made me really pent up. You know, denied release for way too long. Am I making myself clear? Are you ready to prove to me that you're not a normie? Please do tell me if you're not. I understand if I'm too much for you to handle. You could stick to your seat and stare out that window for the rest of this trip, and then wonder what I would have felt like to be with when you're back home, jerking the regrets out of your balls. Or you could own up to the enticement that you've created here. I've seen you trying to be all provocative, walking too close to me, calling me little names, thinking that I'd just let it slide. You've got submissive written all over your face, in case you haven't realized it. So, what do you say? Are your nerves going to make you chicken out, or are you going to show me some action? You shouldn't tease me like that. I may just shatter your belief in cuteness altogether. That's a good taste. I think I am making you afraid. Just a heads up before you start making out with me for real. I am not one to catch feelings for. I want your cock, your lips, your tongue, and nothing else. Don't start getting ideas about me. Are we clear? Oh, you precious little thing. I am going to make you eat your words. You think this is it, don't you? You think this is what you're waiting to see? That this is what edgelords do? You haven't seen shit. But don't worry, I am gonna make you see, goddammit. Satan, what the fuck? I said no speed limits. I didn't say lose traction and damn near fall off a cliff. Sorry about that. He can be pretty obnoxious when he's thirsty for new souls. Anyway, Edgelord, you are going to do as I say from now on. Understand? No brattiness and no grumbling about feelings. Deal? Then lay the fuck down on your back. No touching yourself. Not yet. See this body? See how my outfit highlights my curves? I made that myself too. And it has functions that fit my needs perfectly. In fact, its built-in system is so expertly designed that I've given it a name too. Pandora, open the chest and the crotch. I love how that makes your jaw drop. You can stare all you want. Just remember that it's for my pleasure and no one else's. Stick your tongue out as far as you can. Make yourself an appealing chair for me to use. Don't be too eager now. That's it, cool and steady. Be quiet and put your mouth to use. Yeah, that's it. What's that? You need to breathe? Maybe you should have thought about that before challenging me like that. Well, what if I know what's best for you? But okay, I'll let you come up and gasp a bit. Aren't I nice? Man, the look on your face. You're not used to a girl taking what she wants from you, are you? Well, I suggest you get comfortable with it. It would suit you better. Yeah, that's it. Be obedient. Lightheaded and high off my fucking pussy juice. Make that cock grow. I might just let it out of your pants if you do as you're told. Good. Oh, fuck, that's sensitive. Makes my mouth water. All right, I'm gonna unzip you. But you'd better not lose focus on what you're doing, and don't underwhelm me. That is what I need. So warm in my hands. I mean, it's all right, I guess. Yeah, get your tongue deep in there now while I start slobbering on this specimen. Mmm. That's a lot of pre-cum. I knew this pussy would drive you crazy. You like feeling my drool run down to your balls. I can tell. Feel these teeth? Just a little reminder. Don't lose concentration now. We wouldn't want anything bad to happen to this sensitive cock. Lick me clean. Suck on my clit. And start moving those hips now. Fuck up into my mouth. Remember, I do this because I want to feel you deep in my throat. Don't think I give a fuck about what feels good for you. I love making a sloppy mess out of a cock. Oh, you know what they say, right? Villains are better at fucking than saints. Even Hollywood agrees on that. No, dumbass. I'm not worshiping your cock. I'm using it. Why would I worship the cock of a mere human, huh? God damn it. That feels good. I don't give a fuck. Just do as I say. Keep sucking that clit while I shove this fucking cock as deep as it can go. Oh, fuck. That was real sweet. Just exactly what I needed. Fuck. That was nothing, so you better not start thinking that you're worth any of my— Oh, shit! Satan! How many times have I told you? Supervillains don't draw unwanted attention to themselves. Jesus. Anyway, time for me to use this hard, warm dick like I want to. Work my nipples with your hands while I take a seat on you. Okay. You should be glad that you couldn't get an Uber. I know that you suck at knowing when to be scared, but I think at least you know quality when you see it. And this pussy is fucking exquisite. You like how it feels? No, I'm not asking because I care. I'm asking for my ego. And you are here to stroke it, like the inside of my sweet fucking cunt. I bet you're happy that you call me cutesy. I bet you have all kinds of ideas about how we could be together. Well, it is not gonna happen, so get over yourself. Keep working on my nipples while I ride the fuck out of you. You think you're memorable, huh? You think I care that you're stubborn enough not to own a fucking cell phone, or that you're a good listener, or that you eat pussy better than anyone that I've met? Well, I don't. I'm not impressed. I don't need you to... Oh, holy shit, that's good. Oh, fuck. You don't mean shit to me. Keep your weird fantasies to yourself. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, that feels so good. I'm near the edge. But that doesn't fucking mean anything, okay? It doesn't mean that you're special. Oh, God. No one's ever made me feel this good. Shut up. Nothing special. Nothing I couldn't have done myself with Beelzebub. That's my vibrator. With 20 different functions, like syncing with music and... Yeah, I guess this is it, huh? You're home. It looks nice and cozy. And you'd better not try to invite me in, okay? You're right. I'm not that good at being evil anymore. So, I am going to refrain from breaking your heart for now. I'll wait by the phone booth tomorrow night, okay? I'll give you another chance to prove that you are not just some boring fanboy. Don't think that you have shown me shit. You should probably quit stalking me now and get out. Hey! You'll be there, right? Tomorrow night? Thank you. I mean, good for you. You're actually really nice. Just don't call me cutesy again, okay? It's a deal then. See you tomorrow.